We spent the morning looking at the tape. I thought that there were some very positive things in the ball game yesterday. Some young guys stepped up, some guys that have a lot of experience made some plays for us as well. I thought our pass protection was probably as good as it's been all season long. Obviously, we have to do better running the football. And with that, I'll open up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, there was a report by one of your media partners that Steven had suffered a setback. Is there any news on that front?
No, there is no news on that. Right now, we anticipate that Steven Jackson will be participating in practice on Wednesday.
Could you talk about your the eight-man defensive line rotation that you all unveiled against the Buccaneers yesterday?
Well, you know, when you have a bye week, you get an opportunity to study your football team even a little bit more in depth. I thought that the coaching staff, we did a very good job looking at all things. We wanted to take a holistic approach looking at everything that we do. One of the things that we felt would help us is that we would get a rotation going with our defensive linemen. And I thought that it worked very well for us yesterday. We had much better pressure. We were able to sack the quarterback three times, had opportunities for a couple of other plays. But I thought that it was nice to see some of the young guys stepping up, specifically Malachi Goodman, as well as Stansley Mapanga, who had probably more playing time in this game, both those guys in any other game this year.
Just to, in the past, historically, it seems like you had that rotation, but that maybe you got away from it a little bit this year. Why was that?
Well, we didn't feel like we had the young guys quite ready to go at the beginning of the season. If you recall, Stansley Mapanga was not participating in training camp. We felt like by the time we got to our bye week that we would have him ready to really roll. He did a nice job in the game yesterday, and I thought Malachi had some pressure on the quarterback as well. So it's good to see those young guys stepping up. We also made a change in the secondary, moving Trufant in to play the nickel corner, and Robert Alford slid him out to play the outside corner. So there were a number of things that we did during the bye week that I think paid dividends in this first game after the bye.
Can you talk specifically about Alford and Trufant, what you saw from them on the film when you evaluated?
I thought that for the first time playing the nickel corner, Desmond did a nice job. It's completely different. When you're out as a corner, you got a sideline that's you're usually standing close to. When you're playing the nickelback, you've got no sideline. You've got to really take away both the right and the left. And I thought he did a nice job. I think that they tried to target him in terms of moving 83 around. I think 83 was targeted 22 times in the ball game. I thought that Desmond did a very nice job for his first time. Robert played with a lot of intensity. Unfortunately, we had too many penalties on defense. We had five penalties on the defensive side of the football, and Robert had one of them on a PI. But we were attacking the football, which we needed to do, and we needed to play more aggressively on defense. And I think that you saw that in the ball game yesterday.
Coach, you say you're across the board, both sides. I mean, this is probably the best minute 1 to 60 you guys have done it finishing out a game.
This season, it obviously is. I thought that we finished strong, liked the start, especially on the first third down for the defense, not necessarily going out there offensively and not really getting a first down, but liked the way that we started and we finished and showed a lot of resolve. When we dropped that punt, the momentum could have easily changed in that ball game, and I thought our offense came back out and answered the bell. We had some fourth down opportunities to get stops and get off the field. We didn't get it. There was a drive that I don't know if it was officially 21 plays, but we were out there for 21 consecutive snaps. And I think the rotation helped us. We were able to put pressure on the quarterback when they were down in the red zone.
You also used a lot of different blitz packages yesterday. How do you think those worked for
you? I think that we got some good plays out of them. We had some opportunities to get other plays. There were, I thought, two more opportunities for sacks. You guys will watch the tape and see. I thought there was another opportunity to we did take the ball away, got the ball off of the offense. Trufant got a strip. They were able to recover it. I think it led to a punt, but we would have had the ball on the plus side of the 50. So there are a lot of positives in the ball game, and we wanted to attack the football on the defensive side, and I thought that the game plan that the defensive staff put together was very good, and for the most part, we executed it.
It also looked as if when they did pick up the blitzes, you still were able to cover. Was that your assessment of
what? I thought that the coverage was very well, done very well. And in turn, when you have good tight coverage, you will keep pushing to the quarterback and put pressure on the quarterback. So some of the sacks were coverage sacks. It wasn't guys coming scot-free. It was guys continuing to push at the quarterback. And I thought that the defensive line and the linebackers, when we added them into the rush, did a nice job.
Do you think, I mean, yesterday you were asked about Coach Nolan, you know, coming to the field.
Yes.
Do you think that had an effect on the play of the defense?
Well, we did play better in the game yesterday. And again, during the bye week, we look from top to bottom on everything that we do in this organization. You've heard me say that before. And we felt that the decisions that we made yesterday helped us win football games. And we have one goal, and that's to put our guys in the best position possible.
Besides help, was there anything with Stansley that he showed you in practice? Because he went from, I think he played like maybe one snap all season to playing about a quarter of the snaps yesterday.
Stansley's been working extremely hard in practice. We felt he'd earned the right to get some snaps earlier in the season. Unfortunately, the flow of the game did not go that way. We took a different approach, approach that I have done in the past in terms of predetermining who was going to play what series. And that, in turn, allows you to get more guys in there instead of just going on feel. You know, sometimes you get in there and you say, oh, I don't want to put a young guy in there when they got the ball on the plus side of the 50. For young guys to get experience, they have to go out there and get plays. And, you know, it was predetermined decision that we made as a coaching staff in terms of who was going to play what series. And it could turn out one week one guy may get more snaps than the other. But, you know, this week I think Stansley had more snaps than Jonathan Massaquoi. And I thought, by the way, Jonathan played very well in his role. I think he recorded his first half sack of his career.
Does that keep the older guys or the starters fresher for the stretch run there?
I think it does a lot of things. It keeps our guys fresher. We're all about competition, and I think it's very important that there's a competitive situation each and every week, and I think that we have that right now. We're creating that right now in the defensive front, and yes, it will definitely help us down the long road in terms of the older players, the wear and tear on their body as we get into the second half of this season.
You faced another good run defense this week with Arizona. Can you tell us how Jackson will be blended back into things on Wednesday? How slowly that will come?
Again, it will be. You know, again, this is all based on what the doctor will say in terms of how much he'll participate, you know, in practice as we go through the week. But when we left out of here on Friday, everything was very good in terms of his testing and the opportunity to return to play. And we are anticipating that we'll get him in and we'll see how he handles it. You've got to go in and take it one day at a time when you're coming back from an injury. Obviously, you're not going to go out there and have him participate fully in a practice the first day he's back.
How happy, Coach, are you with your screen game and your max abilities to catch while you guys try to work out the running game?
Well, I think our screen game has been very productive for us, not only this week. We felt like going into the game that it could be part of our run game. That's how you have to look at it. A screen is like a run. Gets the ball in the running back's hands out in out in space, and I thought that Jaquez did a very nice job in his opportunities to catch the football with the two touchdown catches that he had. He did had a a couple of nice screens. He was in a man coverage there on the touchdown pass there in the red zone. Put on a nice move. Matt was able to deliver the football. And, you know, there were a lot of guys that contributed this week, and it was nice to see. I know Harry Douglas had a career game with over 140 yards and receptions. And we all know that Harry's got those capabilities just the way our roster has been built. Up into this time, he was not getting the opportunities to get targets. But when he gets his opportunities, he's going to be able to make some plays. Drew Davis made a nice play on our sideline. That was a wonderful catch. And it was good to see a young Darius Johnson get his first catch. It was a big catch for a first down on a, I believe it was a second and 12 or a second and 9. I can't recall. But he stepped up and made some plays as well.
What about what that says about your quarterback?
Well, I think it says that, you know, Matt Ryan is an elite quarterback in the NFL. I think his quarterback rating was above 140. I think at one point in time it was a perfect quarterback rating, maybe even at halftime or right before halftime. Matt did a very good job going through his reads, going through his progressions, and distributing the ball to the receiver that was open. And I thought he did a, really good job.
It sounds like on defense you decided to just run with the young guys, all for Papanga, Goodman.
I don't think it was to run with the young guys. I think that we felt like these guys had practiced hard. We were playing some young players because of injury, and these guys had deserved the opportunity to go out there and play. I mean, statistically, you can look. We were not where we wanted to be on third down going into the bye. There were some other markers that showed that we weren't where we were last year at this point in time. And you're not just going to continue to do the same thing when you're not getting the results that you want. That's what coaching's all about. That's what you know, we do as a coaching staff. And we, I think, did a nice job during the bye week. I thought our guys came back with the right mental attitude, practice with a lot of energy, and we're taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. That's all you can do at this point in time in the season. You can't concern yourself with what's going on anywhere in this league. All you can concern yourself about is yourself and your next opponent.
Coach, what worked for you on third down yesterday, 5-17, and then I think it was 2-6 and 3, 3rd and 8.
I thought that, again, we were attacking the football. We were being aggressive across the board. We were more aggressive with the play up front of our front seven. I thought that the defensive backs were being more aggressive. We attacked the ball. We had we had some opportunities. We had some ball disruptions, and we put pressure on the quarterback. And it was twofold. We were doing a nice job rushing the passer, but we were also doing a nice job with tight coverage. We got the tight coverage, and the quarterback had to hold the ball, and we were able to get to him. You know, again, I don't know. There's so many different people that keep statistics in terms of how many quarterback hits you have, but I thought, you guys will get your sources, but I thought our number was pretty good. We put some pressure on the quarterback yesterday. We'll leave it at that. We don't need to talk about specific numbers. I know you guys have yours. You got four forces. You got probably four different sources. I'll take the highest one.
Take your number, though. They had five in the game book.
Coach, on the when a player fumbles, Robert being a rookie, does that have an impact on how you guys determine who returns punts going forward because of Harry's situation now being increased in the wide receiver role?
I think every play in a football game affects another play, and you know, we have to make decisions that we feel like are best for our football team. We have confidence in Robert Alford, but we've got to make decisions based on what we think are best for us moving forward. Those are decisions that will definitely be made before the week is out, but we're going to make sure that we put ourselves in the best situation possible. We have now put two balls on the ground in punting situations, which is totally unacceptable. Basically, you lose a possession, And both times it's happened inside the 25-yard line. So we've got to make sure that we're doing what's right for our football team and put a guy out there that is going to be able to handle those situations.
Did you have a chance to see or talk with Julio last week? And can you update us on
how he's doing? I've spoken to Julio almost daily, except over the weekend. I did speak with him, and he's doing well. There's not a whole lot that can be done right now. He's been, immobilizing the, foot. We don't want him out running around, standing on the practice field, standing on the sideline. So he's doing well.
Coach, you updated on Steven Jackson's situation. What about Roddy White?
Again, guys, I'm not going to talk about where Roddy is. I think we're all progressing well, and we'll have to see where these guys are on Wednesday. They go through testing. They're going through testing today with our athletic performance. They'll also see the doctor today. And, again, the doctor has the final say, but we are encouraged with the way that our guys have worked to get back out on the field, and that's Steven, Roddy, and Chase Kaufman.
I'm curious about your general thoughts about the injuries that are going on around the league.
I can't speak for what's going on everywhere else. Injuries are a part of the game. We're certainly hoping that we've had all the ones that we're going to have are done and that we're going to be clean the rest of the season. But I think from what I understand, they're up a little bit number-wise from where they were last year. But it's just a fact of it's a fact of life in the NFL that there's going to be guys that are going to be injured. And when guys get injured, the next man's going to have to step up. And I say it all the time, one man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. And I think there were some guys that stepped up and took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to them yesterday.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald?
Woo, Larry Fitzgerald. Wow. Without a doubt, one of the top wide receivers in the NFL. I've had an opportunity to play against Larry a number of times. He's a guy that you've got to know where he is, how you're going to try to defend him. And on a personal note, he's an outstanding person. He's one of the best guys in the NFL. I know that Carson Palmer has come in to be the quarterback there. Going through, the learning of the new offense, his numbers are not as good as they probably want him to be, statistically, but he is a guy that can spin the football. He can throw the ball. He's got a strong arm. He can throw the ball down the field, and he's a big guy as well.
How much has that experience against Vincent Jackson helped those guys going against Larry Fitzgerald?
Well, I think it'll be very good for our young players. Vincent is a little bit bigger than taller than Larry, but he's a big physical wide receiver. Anticipate they'll move Larry around just like they did move Vincent to try to get the matchups that they think are favorable. So all of our guys are going to have to be prepared to line up against them. And I think this past week is a very good experience for him.
On the defensive side of the ball, you'll be going up against former Falcon John Abraham, who had a couple of sacks and forced fumbles against Seattle on Thursday. What do you expect out of him?
We're going to get John's A game. John's a competitor. John's an outstanding pass rusher. He's lit the board up with some big plays against Seattle with the two sacks and the two forced fumbles. John, as you know, can be a game changer, so it's going to be important for us as a coaching staff to put a plan together to know where he's going to be rushing from, because they will rush him from both the right and left side. No, I don't believe so. Bruce has got a scheme that's worked very well in the NFL, starting way back in Indianapolis, then in Pittsburgh. Bruce is going to run the football. He's going to make it put some resources up at the line of scrimmage to stop the run. And then when you do that, he's going to try to get you in some mismatches at the receiver position. The young running back out of Clemson, I think, is doing a nice job. Ellington, I believe, is his name. Haven't had an opportunity to spend a whole lot of time watching him, but he's doing a nice job as well.